The following program has been pre-recorded for broadcast at this time.
The Outdoorsman Radio Show is brought to you by Ellis Outdoors, LLC. Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time once again for the Outdoorsman Radio Show. Here's your hosts, Alan and Robin Ellis.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome back to the second hour of the Outdoorsman Radio Show. The show's pre-recorded today. Just a word about our muzzleloader contest. If you'd like to get in for the final week of the muzzleloader contest, we'll continue it next week as well for both November and December. No call-ins today. You know, the show's pre-recorded, but you can reach out by email to get entered in the muzzleloader contest. We're giving away two muzzleloaders next week, one for a youth hunter and one for an adult. The adult's going to get the Optima V2, which is a beautiful gun, a stainless and black synthetic stock with a scope on it. The youth is going to get a Wolf muzzleloader from CVA. Thank you to the kindness of somebody that won last year and donated the muzzleloader back. And so we've got two muzzleloaders to give away, and that'll be next week on a live show. Robin will be back with us, and we'll be able to do that for you. So nominate your youth hunters, Ellis at ellisoutdoors.com, Ellis at ellisoutdoors.com, and we will go from there. We are with Brian Eiler, and we are with Jonathan Trudeau, both from the Maryland Department of Natural Resources, and Jonathan, this is his maiden voyage here on the Outdoors and Radio Show.
It is.
He's doing well. You're doing great, Jonathan, doing great. So by way of introduction, Brian Eiler, your title?
Game Mammal Section Leader.
Game Mammal Section
Used
Leader.
Used to be the Deer Project Leader.
Used to be the
many
Deer.
Many years.
Yes. And Jonathan, your title?
I'm the Black Bear and Co-Deer Project Leader.
Co-Deer Project Leader, indeed. Yeah, and we don't want to leave out George Temko.
And George Temko is another Deer Project.
You know, George has been a guest here on the show too, and so
you'll be probably hearing from him again in the future, probably. So I would imagine on the show. So
I hope so.
Yeah, indeed.
Sounds good. So anyway, we talked a lot about bears last time. We're going to talk about some deer this year. Let's bring people up to date. Now, you had done a show with us not long ago about EHD, and I think we have that interview on, but it was a live show. You called in, if I recall.
Yeah, that was this year, wasn't it?
Yeah, that was.
I forgot about that.
Yeah, not that long ago. We have that up on our on our website, ellisoutdoors.com. You click on that, and your interview's on EHD.
Yep.
So we can cover that a little bit, and then talk a little bit about the CWD grant that you received.
So the I'll cover EHD, and then I'll turn it over to Jonathan for CWD. But just real quick, so EHD, epizootic hemorrhagic disease, or blue tongue, there's different strains. It's the same virus, just different strains.
Six
of that
or
virus.
Seven different varieties.
Quite a few, actually. If you look at both BT and EHD, there's probably over a dozen.
Okay. How many do we have here in Maryland?
We've probably identified over the years probably around a half a dozen.
Okay.
EHD... Strain 2 and strain 6 have been fairly common in recent years. This year, interestingly, we picked up some actual blue tongue strains, which we don't see a lot very often, but they're out there floating around this year, too.
We've talked about the midge, the no-see-em, is the animal that causes
spreads
this.
It, yeah.
And maybe because of its location in the country, maybe because of some wind storm,
who knows?
Whatever.
There's a lot we don't know.
We don't know how it gets here.
Yeah, and they're still working on. We've had it for a long time. It
was
first identified in Maryland in the 1970s. It was identified in New Jersey in the 1950s.
Right.
I think that was the first place on the East Coast. it's a hemorrhaging disease, so it's kind of like Ebola. You know, always hear about Ebola, so it's similar to Ebola. No threat to humans.
None effective.
But really wax deer hard in localized areas.
Yep, and it can. What we're hearing, guys have run over multiple deer, you know, bones and antlers, with their farm equipment.
Right. Yeah.
You know, they're walking the cornfields. You know, that haven't been harvested, looking for carcasses, so they don't ruin their $6,000 combine tire.
Right.
You know, that type of thing.
Yeah. A lot of times you don't know that you even had it until, like you said, until the farmers are out picking the fields or whatever.
Right.
But we had a heavy outbreak this year in Worcester, Wicomico, and not quite as much in Somerset. But if you look at our early season deer numbers, we were way up everywhere except for those counties. And
we knew going in
back in the midsummer it made the news. You know, gals were finding a lot of dead deer down in those counties.
No question.
And it's showed, it's shown up in the harvest, the lack of deer in the harvest in those counties.
Well, I can tell you, living in Talbot, and hunting in Queen Anne's, it's there too.
We've had some cases up there too.
So.
The good news is the deer population bounces back. You know, 2 years ago, we had an even heavier outbreak in southern Maryland. So Anne Arundel, PG, Calvert, Charles, St. Mary's. I mean, we had hundreds of deer that were reported to
us. I heard
us.
Anne Arundel lost a lot of deer.
Yeah, and if you look at our early season numbers this year, those counties are the counties that are up the most.
I mean, good.
So the deer are coming back.
Okay.
Which we've known. Like I said, we've had this disease for a long
time.
We've never, ever seen long-term consequences. It's disheartening.
Sure.
You know, especially if you're really into deer management and you have a lot of trail cameras and you know what you have out there.
Yep. And then all of a sudden they're not there.
They're not there, or you find them dead. It's very disheartening, I know, but they do bounce back. So, So that's what we're dealing with this year.
And it's over now with the cold weather.
Right.
Over.
The frost kills the midge. Yeah. The disease, typically, the virus goes away until the following year.
Yeah.
And it's just like any virus. So there's a certain percentage of the population, deer population, that is immune to it.
Right.
And over time, as portion of the population that's not immune, as it builds up in numbers, it gets up to a certain point, and then that virus comes through and knocks them back.
Got it.
And then, you know, it'll be quiet. So we won't see another major outbreak down in the lower shore probably for 4 or 5 years, maybe more than that.
Got it. And some deer survive, you said.
Yeah, some deer do survive.
And others don't last. I mean, what's the shortest?
Probably like 24 to 48 hours.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
Yeah,
because it is hemorrhagic.
Yeah.
You know, the organs begin to melt down and hemorrhage. So.
And a lot of times you find them near water because, you know, if
the high fever,
the deer
they
is
want.
Cooking, they have a fever, and they go to water.
Got
to try to quench the thirst.
Yep.
So, yeah.
Yeah, we found two on the property at Queen Anne's this year.
So. Yeah.
Okay. Let's talk about zombie deer, CWD.
Yeah.
Let's talk about the overblown, over-publicized, overwrought news media talking about zombie deer. And let's talk about the facts here in Maryland with CWD. Jonathan, you're up.
Yeah. So, you know, chronic wasting disease, it's nothing new to the state. We first documented it in 2010. And since 2010, we started sampling actually back in 1999.
Right.
So monitoring for the disease. And since then, between 1999 and 2021, we've actually sampled about 11,500 deer in the state. And last year, we sampled about 710, and we detected an additional 53 deer with chronic wasting disease, which is it's a neurological disease that affects deer, deer only so far. And, unfortunately, it's unlike EHD, if a deer contracts the disease, it's 100% fatal.
Right.
But it takes a very long time before it gets to that clinical stage where they actually succumb to the disease. So it's really hard for us to actually detect and determine where the disease is without collecting a lot of samples.
And the sampling is primarily brain, spinal tissue, or the... what am I trying to say?
Lymph nodes.
Yes, yep. Lymph nodes. I've had a deer that had the lymph node near the brain removed and tested for CWD. And I understand that you are reaching out a lot this year because of a CWD grant. And just to circle back for a minute, people have heard of mad cow disease. Mad cow disease in humans is Creutzfeldt-Jacobs. Same thing, scrapie in sheep.
Correct.
So this is not something that is new in the world. It's been here. It's been here forever. It's just that rare.
Right. Yeah, it's incredibly rare, and it's very hard to detect because, you know, EHD, we have these big, massive die-offs.
Right.
CWD, it's a very slow progressing disease.
Yeah.
Where eventually it can have a negative impact on the population, but, you know, it takes generations before you start to really see a major impact to your patient. But it's not something to ignore, that's for sure.
I got it. So tell us about this grant and what the purpose of the grant is and what it allows the department to do.
Yeah, so this year we were really fortunate to receive a $250,000 grant through USDA. And what the purpose of that grant is to, one, expand our CWD surveillance across the state. You know, it's been a while since we did a statewide surveillance, so we haven't done a surveillance for CWD across the entire state since 2009. So this money is really giving us a great opportunity to get a really good idea of where the disease is occurring across the state. Now, right now, we've only detected it in two counties, in Allegheny and Washington.
Right.
So this year, we're expanding those efforts. So historically, we've collected about 710 samples from our CWD management area in those surrounding counties, so Garrett County being a surrounding county, Allegheny, Washington, Frederick. But this year we're expanding that to statewide, so our goal is actually to collect 1,700 samples across the entire state. So that's going to give us a good, solid idea of, you know, where the disease might be occurring and give us a little bit of a foundation moving forward.
Right.
And, you know, CWD has popped up along the border in Virginia in the free-ranging deer population, just not too far from Montgomery County. And then it's also been in a captive facility up in PA just across the northern border there. So
yeah, the Gettysburg property up that way,
east of there.
Exactly.
Yeah, that area. I got it.
Yeah, so this just gives us a really good opportunity to get an idea of what our deer population's looking like in regards to CWD.
Got it.
And converting over some of our data collection practices, we're actually converting everything over to electronic data entry as well. So that's going to save our staff a lot of time and effort entering all this data and give us the opportunity to look at the results in a little bit quicker manner as well.
Got it. Very good. We'll talk a little bit more about that when we come back, but right now I've got to tell the folks about Clyde Sports Shop, your Browning headquarters, your full-line Browning dealer is Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway Exit 9. For those of you who want just a well-designed pump shotgun, the new design, newly designed stock with a new look, and that's the BPS, Browning Pump Shotgun Field Model. Larger trigger guard, a matte blue finished barrel, and forged machined steel receiver with bottom ejection, which is great in a duck blind or goose pit. Satin finished walnut pump action stock with all superior fit and checkering surfaces. Synthetic stock models are also available. That's the BPS Field Model for those of you who like a pump shotgun. Now, you want to talk about a shotgun that's designed for waterfowl hunting? That's the Maxus, M-A-X-U-S. This thing comes to your shoulder that's unbelievable. It's an autoloader, waterfowl hunting perfection, 3 and 3.5-inch chambers, new power drive gas system, reduces recoil. See that in the full line of Browning Firearms at Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway Exit number 9, 410-242-6108. That's 242-6108. For licenses, firearms, ammunition, gunsmithing, and scope mounting, it's Clyde Sports Shop, open 7 days a week. So, backyard billies, we've been telling you about the fireplace inserts. But if you stop there, you're going to see they're called backyard billies because they have everything you could possibly need, want, or imagine for your backyard. They've got a huge selection of these poly and hardwood tables and chairs, including Adirondack chairs. There's like 300 of those in stock. They've got storage sheds, and they've got what do they call them now? Gym sets for the kids. They used to call them swing sets. Now they're gym sets. They've got tiki bars. And you know what? It's free delivery and setup within 60 miles and free delivery to the Eastern Shore, you know, Maryland and Delaware beaches as well. Now, if you go inside the showroom, you're going to find that they have a tremendous amount of not only stoves, but they have a tremendous amount of grills. They have the pellet grill by Traeger. Fire, you know, you can use your phone to set your temperature and set your pellet flow. It's a pellet grill. They have the Big Green Egg. They have several different varieties of every different grill out there, and you might want to check that out. If you like doing an open fire, they have a big selection of fire rings, and if you want to do an outside fire, they can set you up with one that has a bass on it or a crab on it or something like that. So check it out, backyardbillies.com. You can visit the Hearth America Facebook page. They're located Route 50, Exit 44B, coming east. That's Evans Avenue, Graysonville. That phone number, 410-827-4500, 410-827-4500 for Backyard Billies. We'll be right back.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB, 2722, madonnaseafood.com.
Our veterans risked it all to protect our freedom. One of the best ways to say thank you is to volunteer to support them. At a time in history where kindness is a virtue, volunteering at a therapy bag event, teaching a craft class, or simply helping veterans at a hospital means a lot. For over 47 years, Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization, with the support of citizens like you, has created, manufactured, and distributed therapeutic art and crafts projects for our veterans and military at no charge to them. As a national veteran service organization, Help Heal Veterans supports VA hospitals, patients at home, and our active military. Together, Help Heal Veterans and volunteers like you have delivered over 32 million therapy kits to injured and recovering veterans. To volunteer or learn more, visit HealVets.org. That's HealVets.org.
Alan Ellis here for Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners. Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market. Whether you're a hunter, a crabber, angler, contractor, farmer, waterman, or weekend warrior, your Linex Bedliner with a lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear, tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, or any kind of tools. Have your Linex Bedliner installed at Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. Catonsville Linex is just off Security Boulevard on 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver, 410-455-0800, 455-0800. These Linex dealers can install tough truck gear accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. And ask about the Linex fleet services. Do what I did and have Linex install your spray-on truck bedliner and truck gear today. Linex.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
Hey, we're back with Jonathan Trudeau. And Jonathan Trudeau, are we talking to someone in Canada?
I'm sure he's never heard that before.
Never, no. But you know, we had to do the obvious, right? Jonathan Trudeau, our bear guy and co-deer guy,
yep.
And Brian Eiler, our overall big mammal guy.
Yep.
And titles are titles, but
yeah,
you know,
pretty much. So,
but we just call you the big mammal guy.
Yeah, and fur bears are in there as well.
Oh, you're so, a fur bear guy too?
Yeah, any of the warm, fuzzy ones.
I got
basically.
It. So where'd the former bear guy, fur bear guy go? What's he doing now?
Well, so Harry is, Harry moved over, Harry Spiker, who you've had on
the
show, Harry moved over to our regional operations. So he's a associate director over our regional operations. So I think all the WMAs.
Oh, cool.
And all those properties.
That's
so,
good.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah. So.
Yeah. Well, you guys have earned everything you've achieved.
So. Harry moved over, and Josh Tabora is our fur bear biologist now.
Okay.
And then Jonathan and George Tempko are our deer people, and
sure.
Jonathan does bears, and then we have Lindsay O'Brien, who is our chronic wasting disease biologist, and she does other stuff as
well.
Yeah,
got it.
So,
okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
So,
there's
the
whole rundown, folks.
Yep.
Good team. I have never not complimented our wildlife biologists and the team of wildlife biologists that manage our wild animals here in Maryland. They cannot be compared to anywhere in the country. They are top of the top, ladies and gentlemen. It's all science-based.
Getting deep in here.
It's all science-based despite the political pressure.
Yeah.
You guys stick with the science.
Yeah, we try to work off the science. Maryland's no different than any other state. I mean, you deal with the politics that come with
you
it.
You do. So, and you also deal when it comes to regulations, you also deal with what you call stakeholders.
Yep.
Who have very different interest in
there's that. A whole vast array of stakeholders,
and there are people who are opposed to hunting in there are people that want all the deer sterilized in the state, there are people that only want what their group wants for the regulations and so forth, whatever it might be.
Yeah.
And you bring all those people together in a semi-peaceful setting.
Yeah, as hunters we'd love to just manage wildlife based on what hunters want. But unfortunately, we can't do that.
You can't do that. No, you have to have it to be sustainable for the next generation as well. So.
Right.
So. I get it. So, yeah. And we hope that our listeners get it as well.
Yeah, and the vast majority do.
We're very blessed
to have a great group of hunters and stakeholders. And, I can't say enough that it's not like the old days.
Well, you go online, and then there's a myriad of hunting sites out there.
Yeah.
I wanted to bow hunt during the youth season, and they tell me I got to wear orange.
Okay. Yes, you do, because there are people in the woods with firearms.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I was told by a game warden, we don't have, per se, game wardens here. We have natural resource police officers. I was told that I couldn't do it. Really?
Yeah.
Well, those guys aren't trained very well. Okay, that's fine. Keep it coming. And then eventually somebody will go, screenshot. Here's the rule book. Here's the circle of what you're talking about. Don't be stupid when you come online and, on the World Wide Web.
Yeah.
And it amazes me.
Yeah, like I said, that's the minority.
It is way minority.
Fortunately.
No question.
But they are
the keyboard cowboys that seem to have the loudest voice.
But we are fortunate for the most part.
No question. No question.
Yeah.
All right, let's talk about you. We're just coming off the youth weekend.
Yeah, we are.
You said you might have some numbers.
I have just unofficial. We are literally just right on, coming off that season.
Yeah.
So, but it looks like we're going to be, we're up a little from last year or so, but it looks like we're right in there at that long-term average. So we're right around 2,000 deer that the kids got this year. They had a pretty good weekend. I mean, it was a little windy here and there, but it turned out a lot better than what I thought it was.
We thought we were going to have rain all day Saturday and the storm come in Sunday.
But it nailed it for the rut. I mean, I think we were in good shape for the kids.
Yes,
for this question. Season,
and I think it's still going on. I'm still seeing little deer chase. I'm not seeing those big monsters out there. They call that a quote trickle rut.
Trickle rut. Okay.
Yeah, but
you come up with all these new terms.
No, I didn't.
Are you enlightening?
It's a trickle. We all know it's photo period.
Yeah.
A deer going to do what they're going to do when the light is right.
Right.
Exactly. Doesn't matter temperature, doesn't matter weather, doesn't matter wind or anything else. If the urge is there, they're going to do the urge.
Exactly.
No question.
And if you look back eons, I'm sure our rut has been the first 2 weeks in November for the last
with
yeah, 1,000 years.
Yeah, probably, with the peak between the 10th and the 15th. No question about it.
So you know, I mean, it changes a little bit from year to year, but in intensity and all. But yeah, so the kids, you know, I mean, we purposely, of course, the youth season was picked long before I ever came on board 20 years ago, but. But, I mean, that was on purpose. You know, we wanted the kids to have a good time and get out there.
And they are.
And it's a good time for them to be out. We typically harvest a fair, you know, a healthy number of bucks. But if you look, you know, I mean, and we get complaints about that from time to time, obviously.
Yep.
But, you know, if you look at the buck harvest during the youth season, it's typically 4 or 5% of the total buck harvest for the year.
Right.
So
yeah.
It's not a big
get out there and hunt and quit blaming the kids.
Or take a kid out there that weekend. So yeah.
Of course, you know, you go to social media. I wonder how many dads pulled the trigger on the kid.
Right.
Deer.
You know,
give me a break.
Yeah, it's just,
so,
yeah.
I know. So. Anyway.
Yeah.
Keyboard Cowboys. Gotta love them.
So apprentice license. You know,
let's talk about that off air.
Just a reminder that we do have an apprentice license now. We've had that for several years where, you know, it's an abbreviated online hunter safety course that a kid or whoever or a new hunter.
Right.
It just has to be somebody that hasn't had a Maryland hunting license before. It's a shortcut to getting a license for 1 year if you want to try it out or whatever.
Try before you buy type of deal.
And then after that, you have to go through full-blown hunter safety and then you can get your regular license.
Yeah, and it's advised that an adult take this with the youngster, you know.
Yeah.
And, you know, help them through, get that apprentice license, get out there and hunt with them.
And they have to be with the...
They absolutely have to have a mentor or guardian
or whatever.
That's
with
correct.
Them when they're hunting under that apprentice license.
No question.
Until they get if they get an apprentice license and then do full blown hunter safety, they're good. But I just wanted to put that out there that in case people have forgotten that we do have that. If you have a younger, child or something.
And there's no field day associated with that because it is an apprentice type of thing.
It's a
shortcut for a way for a parent to get
just for 1 year.
Out there for 1 year. And you know what? A lot of kids we have a friend in Cecil County whose daughter just killed a really, really nice buck.
Yeah.
Okay. And her brother's a big kind of a trophy hunter type of deal. He's very selective, let's put it that way. Okay. And the buck walks out, and she takes her time. I mean, she takes her time. Her dad's like, I'm falling asleep waiting for her to shoot this buck, you know. And her brother's in the background going, come on, what are you waiting for? You know, pow, buck goes down. She's hooked. Yeah, you know, she's not shooting any little deer no more.
Yeah.
So, I mean, she's 13.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's fantastic.
Yeah.
It's, you know, it's great.
It's what it's all about.
And I noticed that the young girls are getting extremely interested.
Good.
In hunting.
Mm-hmm. Good.
You know, which is great. And
there's
mother. We got pictures and photos and stories in there. Mothers and daughters, fathers and sons, fathers and daughters.
Yeah.
Mothers and sons, you know, we love that kind of interaction. That's what the Hunting Quarterly is all about, as a matter of fact. It's the family thing.
And
we move more so towards that. There's some how-to, and there's, you know, this and that, cooking, which is good.
Yeah.
How about a venison meatloaf?
I saw that in there. I'll have to check that out.
Yeah, Italian style.
I'll have to check that out. I've tried that.
Cooked in a pumpkin. Gotta love it. Okay. Where are we going?
How much time we got?
I don't know. How much time we got? Huh? 4 minutes, 4 or 5 minutes? Okay. We got 2 minutes.
2 minutes. Early season.
Yeah, let's talk about
cover that real quick.
Yeah, let's talk about the early season results.
Jonathan, you want to take the early season?
Jonathan, the early season.
Sure.
Go right ahead, buddy.
The early season, or early muzzler and the archery season went really well this year. We're actually up 24% from last year. So in total, we've harvested a little over 20,000 deer so far, which is awesome to see. Like we talked about a little bit earlier, we did see a slight decrease in Wicomico and Worcester County, you know, likely due to the EHD outbreak, but statewide we're seeing an increase, which is great to see. You know, it's been a nice fall, good weather, and, you know, the rut's been on early in a lot of these counties, so people are taking advantage of it.
Right.
And even with us, sick of deer, we're seeing a slight increase too. We're about 34% higher than we were last year, so we're at about
blame 16. Steve Rinella did that, you know.
Yeah.
Meat eater, buddy, you know. Yep. Stay out of Maryland if you're from Pennsylvania or anywhere else. Stay out of Maryland. The sick of deer are ours, especially on public land.
It might be getting bad, though, because even some of our guys are complaining about all the pressure. Not non-resident,
right,
but just
right.
pressure in general.
A lot of pressure on
Ciguatera.
No question.
So,
no
yeah.
question.
But,
well, I was going to say, I haven't had the fortune to eat one yet, but I hear they're absolutely delicious.
Oh, I wish I'd have known. I'd have sent some stuff, some home with you.
Yeah. So they are hard to beat.
They're very hard to beat. Yeah. So.
So we're actually getting ready to – we're going to do a research project once – another research project
on
Ciguatera. Yeah, so we're going to be radio collaring a bunch and trying to get our hands on a bunch of calves to look at calf survival and movement and recruitment.
I was talking to somebody today that says they've never seen harvested a Ciguatera in velvet in the early bow season. Do they shed them that much? Do they shed their velvet that much earlier?
I was just running through
my
head.
You've done all the – tagging and stuff.
Yeah, they're shed before whitetails shed out.
So, I mean, they breed before whitetails, like a month, I would imagine, they're shed.
Timing-wise. Their antler shedding, though, is all over the board. Like, the research I've done in the past, you know, where we've had collared animals and handled a lot of animals, when we're catching them in late winter and early spring, I mean, I've had literally, you know, back-to-back days where you would catch one animal still with hard antlers and another animal that would have a couple inches of new growth. So they're really, you know, they're really, and the breeding's the same way. Their breeding cycle is prolonged as well. And
it trickle.
Could have, yeah, there you go. It's the trickle effect.
It came back.
Yeah, it's the trickle effect.
Yeah.
So, no, I don't know if it's because they're a non-native, you know, partly, or if it's just their basic, you know, physiology or what, but it's interesting. So, I can't say I've ever seen one in Delhi either. So.
Got it.
Yeah.
All right. Let's take a little break here and tell you about Spurry's Tire Service, located at the corner of Dover and Elliott Roads. I can almost throw a rock and hit them from my house. Just off Route 50 in Easton, that's where the locals get their tires and auto service work done. And you know what? They get a lot of people that are driving through Easton and have a nail in their tire and they're looking for a shop. And you know what? Spurry's is where we send them, featuring American-made Bridgestone and Firestone tires, as well as Michelin, Yokohama. Spurry's Tire Service has the tires for your car, your truck, any make, any model. I don't care if it's a big jacked-up pickup truck or a little compact deal. Spurry's has the tires, and their tire service has any tire for any machine in your backyard, too, from garden tractors to farm tractors to lawnmowers, even wheelbarrows. Tire repair, full-service automotive repair, including checking, diagnosing, and repairing your vehicle when that check engine light comes on. Guess what? 24-hour truck service and more has kept Spurry's customers, including Robin and me, satisfied for over 30 years. Stop by with no appointment needed for tires. Call Spurry's Tire Service in Easton at 410-822-7384. 410-822-7384. Visit their website, spurriestire.com. Did I mention you don't need an appointment to get tires? Maybe I did. 410-822-7384 for Spurry's Tire Service. We'll be right back.
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. Battery Warehouse, convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
Right arm, right leg.
Left leg, left arm.
Both legs above the knee.
Both legs, part of my left hand.
Lost both my legs in Iraq.
These 9/11 veterans are just a few of the heroes we serve at Homes for Our Troops. For nearly 2,000 severely injured veterans, everyday life has become filled with barriers. So we build specially adapted homes with features like wheelchair access, roll-in showers, and pull-down cabinets that allow them to function independently and focus on their recovery and family. This life-changing gift of freedom is provided mortgage-free to these veterans, thanks to our donors and supporters. but we need you to join us too in completing this important mission. Please visit hfotusa.org and help build homes and rebuild lives.
Hey, if you know a lot about guns or not much but want to learn, Bel Air Gun Range provides a place to shoot, practice, and learn in a family-friendly environment. And you can make your selection from the showroom when you're ready to own a firearm. Now, at Bel Air Gun Range, the public indoor gun range is open 7 days a week with no membership fee required. Rental firearms are on hand. Bel Air Gun Range memberships are available to individuals, couples, and families on an annual basis. The gun range stocks handguns, rifles, and shotguns for shooting sports and competition, hunting and home protection, ammunition too. And Bel Air Gun Range buys, consigns, sells, and transfers new and used firearms. Bel Air Gun Range offers personal firearms classes with an NRA-certified instructor. HQL courses can be taken in a group or virtually from the convenience of your home. For more details about Bel Air Gun Range, services, sales, and classes, stop by 2137 North Fountain Green Road in Bel Air, Maryland, or visit the website belairgunrange.com. The phone number is 410-399-9518. That's 399-9518. Be safe, shoot, and have fun at Bel Air Gun Range.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
Easy.
Yep, love it.
Because the rest of it, the break is like watching sausage being made.
but we got it figured out, I think.
Oh, we did.
Yeah, we do.
We got it.
All right, folks, look. It's the first day of deer season. Got plenty of deer season left, and a lot of people listen, you know, after the show. They listen online, so to the podcast, and that'll be coming up here Monday or Tuesday, whenever Brian gets around to do it. Not you, but our Brian guy.
More duties for me. I didn't know that.
No, you don't get to do the podcast. Okay. No, we'll take that one back away from you.
That's probably a good idea.
Yeah. Okay. So, anyway, this show will go up. This show will go up this coming week, and people will listen. So, let's talk about safety for the rest of the deer season. Okay, we've had a couple of accidents so far this year. People falling out of tree stands.
Yeah, we've had the annual fall out of the tree stand accident. That's our number one accident.
I thought there were two.
Well, yeah, that's what. Yeah, I'm just saying at least. At least one. There are at least two. It might even been
several more.
I'm not sure at this point, but yeah. So, I mean, we say it every year.
Every year.
You know, if you're going to be up in a tree stand, you know, be prepared.
At the least, it's a broken ankle or knee. At the worst, injury-wise, it's a broken pelvis or back. But they can also
be fatal.
Incredibly fatal.
So, you know, have a safety harness, you know. And use it. Know how to use it. Make sure your stands are, you know, solid. Don't rely on that stand that's been up in that tree for 5 years and just assume it's still good for, you know, for the next year. And make sure you're strapped in when you're going up and coming down, not just while you're up there in the tree, but make sure when you're going up and coming down, because a lot of the falls, that's when they actually happen. It's not while you're up there, it's getting in or coming out.
We've installed three new ladder stands on the property this year. And right now they're equipped with the safety strap that goes around the tree you hook your harness into. Eventually they're going to have the safety rope from top to bottom. We're moving stands as we get on the lease. We're establishing good spots and bad spots. We're waiting for one of the stands to move since the beans are being harvested. We want to get out on the edge of the bean field, so we lift that tree stand, put it on the gator, and away it goes, so that none of them are permanent right now, but they will be. We'll put that safety lineman safety line on there, whatever they call it.
I forget what the technical name is for it.
Basically, it hooks to the tree and it hooks to the ground.
Right.
And there's a sliding knot.
Prussic
knot that you hook your harness into up and down.
Yeah.
And if you fall off the step, fall off the side, that knot locks.
Yeah.
And keeps you from falling. You might be waving around in the air like a camo Peter Pan, but you're not dead, and you're not on the ground.
So. Which brings up another point, you know, make sure you're actually wearing a full harness. Because, you know, if you have the old school belt, safety belt or whatever, they can actually do more harm than good.
So, yes, correct.
Know what I mean?
correct.
So there's a lot of new technology out there, and, you know, a lot of this stuff is very easy to use compared to how it was, you know, even 10 years ago. So we have some pretty good resources on our webpage. I think it's on the Natural Resource Police part of the DNR website, but videos of, you know, using these.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
And all that stuff.
Yep.
So,
Hunter Safety System makes a good one. Muddy makes a good one.
Yeah.
There's a couple other good ones that are out there.
Yeah.
When I started taking Jacob, my grandson, hunting, he's just turned 23. I started, you know, that's been.
Yeah.
12 years ago when we first started.
I can remember talking to you when he was...
Yeah, exactly. He's always...
10.
Yeah, he's
younger.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, he's always been in the full harness,
yeah.
You know, so...
Yeah.
And he wears it to this day, and,
yeah.
You know...
Yeah, it's just not worth, you know, messing up your life.
No.
So.
No. Used to be able to buy one from Scentlock, I believe, that was a set of coveralls with a harness... contained in it. I don't think you can get it.
I don't know, but I know you can get the vest. You know, the
vest
where it's all contained.
Yep.
And, I mean, it's very simple to put on. And
exactly. But I still use the coveralls.
And yeah.
It works just great.
Yeah. So, and of course, wear your orange. You know, if you're out in the firearm season or whatever, you know.
Do I have to wear orange during the doe season for muzzle loaders? For the antlerless season, do I have to wear orange for that if I'm bow hunting?
Yes, you do. So, if
do I have to wear my orange if it's youth season and I'm bow hunting?
Yes, you do. So,
yep.
Or bear season.
Do I have to wear my orange if I'm bow hunting in bear season?
Yes, you do.
Oh, darn.
Yeah. What do we know about deer's eyesight? We cover it every year, right?
That's right.
They're colorblind.
They are indeed.
So.
There was actually really a good... article on National Deer Association, and I keep bringing them up because they do good work.
They do.
I don't know if anybody gets their newsletter, but you should. 7 things to know about deer's eyesight.
I just saw that article.
Their eyes are made to function well in twilight.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that half hour before daylight or before sunrise, that half hour after sunrise, everybody says, yeah, they had a few minutes to go in the season. That's because the deer were active during twilight, you
right.
know, and that's where they're active. And there's other things about their vision. They cannot see the orange. They look at it as kind of a gray color.
Yeah.
You know, they don't see it as bright orange like humans do.
Yeah.
But interesting, they do detect ultraviolet light.
Right.
Which is mostly in the blue hue. So
right.
people that wear their blue jeans or wash their clothes with fabric brighteners.
That's what I've heard, brighteners. So
you always see that on the bottle of wash. UV, whatever. Yeah, you want to get something that destroys the UV rays on your clothing.
Right.
So.
Right.
Jonathan, anything to add on the safety aspect out there? I mean, you're out there in rifle country.
I just want to add in there, you know, always make sure that you're looking beyond the deer for where you're shooting. You know, we got to think about other safety as well. You know, making sure that you're making clean, ethical shots. Make sure that there's no buildings or roads behind the deer that you're shooting. Just, you know, being vigilant about making sure that you're looking beyond that deer when you pull that trigger.
No skyline shots.
Yeah, no skyline shots. Don't be shooting up.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's the benefit of an elevated tree stand. You're normally shooting
down,
right.
Down. Right.
Let's make it clear here in the remaining few minutes about what firearms are legal here in Maryland. During the deer firearm season, which starts today, you are allowed in our quote-unquote rifle counties, you're allowed to use a centerfire high-powered rifle.
Mm-hmm.
You are allowed to use a straight-wall cartridge centerfire rifle.
Mm-hmm.
You are allowed to use a shotgun, shooting slugs.
No buckshot unless you're in Dorchester.
Exactly. No buckshot unless you're in Dorchester. In a quote-unquote traditional shotgun county, you are allowed to use a shotgun with rifled slugs.
Mm-hmm.
Other than Dorchester County, you use buckshot.
Mm-hmm.
And you're also allowed to use a centerfire straight wall cartridge rifle.
Correct.
350 Legend, 450 Bushmaster, 444, 45-70, which is probably the most
old
popular.
School. Yeah.
450 Marlin, which is what I shoot, and others. But make sure there are straight wall cartridges.
Yeah.
Even 405 Winchester.
Yeah.
So not a lot of people have fired that round, but that's a traditional, good old traditional muzzle loader. I mean, straight wall cartridge round. So,
and then you can also use, you can use a muzzle loader, or you can use a crossbow, you can use a vertical bow, or you can even use an air bow in firearm season in Maryland.
But why would you?
So, well, you know, some people like the challenge.
Yes.
But yeah, but they count against your, they count against your
firearms,
no matter the weapon.
You must wear orange if you bow hunt in firearms.
Right, correct. Because if you look at your, the easy way to tell, to figure out what you need is if you look at if you're an archery hunter, look in the hunting guide, and archery season actually goes out during some of these seasons. So, so if it's out by the dates, then you know that, that it's any deer you kill, even with archery equipment, is going to count against your firearm bag limit.
One more final point. Sunday hunting.
Yeah.
Printed wrong in the rule book.
Yeah, that's, I'm glad you brought that up. I forgot about that. Yeah, so the printed version of the hunting guide had a mistake for some of the Sundays in Caroline, Dorchester, and Queen Anne's counties. I think they're the right counties, right? Going off the top of my head here real quick. Those counties added Sundays this past cycle, legislative cycle. We don't control Sundays. It has to be authorized in law.
Right.
Real, they, the last day of the session, they threw in a last-minute amendment that changed the time to 10:30 in the morning on new sun, on those new Sundays that were granted. So be careful, because we didn't get it into the printed version of the guide. It was already at the printer.
Look online.
Online
if
is correct.
If you have a question about
the app, is correct. Yeah,
got it.
But if you have any question, reach out to your local DNR office.
Got it. All right, we're running out of time here a little bit, so let me just briefly talk about backyard billets. If you need anything to heat your house, we prefer our gas fireplace insert installed in our old fireplace. You can build one. You can have one freestanding if you like. You can buy a wood stove, an electric stove, a gas stove, pellet stove, or heating system from Backyard Billy's. Hearth America at Backyard Billy's. They'll do the installation. They'll walk you through the process. They've got grills for your backyard there. So anything that has to do with heat, heating, heating and eating, Backyard Billy's, exit 44B Evans Avenue in Graysonville. Phone number 410-827-4500. That's Hearth America. Facebook page 2, backyardbillies.com. We hope you enjoy them. Stop by this weekend if you, if you're not hunting. Now we want to tell you about Clyde Sports Shop. In general, they are your full-line Browning firearms dealer. The firearms that they carry are specifically made for hunters, but there are some shotguns, over and under shotguns, that people use in shooting, like sporting clays and trap and skeet. Those are the Satori over and under. Of course, you can also adapt those for upland hunting as well. We've told you about the rest of the firearms for the most part during the earlier part of the show, but stop by Clyde Sports Shop if you're going hunting. Firearms, licenses, ammunition, gunsmithing, and scope mounting, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway, exit number 9, 410-242-6108 for Clyde Sports Shop. Website, clydesfishinggear.com. And that brings us to the end of the Outdoors and Radio Show. We want to thank our guests, Brian Eiler and Jonathan Trudeau. And we've got a couple more little commercials to run here. We'll turn it back over to the studio, and we'll catch you next week, folks.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. The Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood. Year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB, 2722, madonnaseafood.com.
I'm Ben Affleck, and I want to thank you for joining me and supporting Paralyzed Veterans of America.
I joined the Navy to serve my country as a Navy SEAL. While parachuting with my platoon, my parachute didn't open. I broke my neck. It left me paralyzed. Paralyzed Veterans of America was by my side from that moment on.
Since 1946, Paralyzed Veterans of America has kept a promise to our wounded veterans. We will never leave a fallen comrade behind.
Thanks to PVA, paralyzed veterans are getting specialized medical care and treatments. The benefits they've earned, the jobs they want, and the accessible vehicles and homes they need.
I just don't think my family would be as happy as they are without the support that I received from Paralyzed Veterans of America.
Our veterans fought for us. Let's fight for them.
To learn more, go to PVA.org today.
Alan Ellis here for Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners. Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market. Whether you're a hunter, crabber, angler, contractor, farmer, waterman, or weekend warrior, your Linex bedliner with a lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, any kind of tool. Have your Linex bedliner installed at Catonsville Linex just off Security Boulevard, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver, 410-455-0800. That's 455-0800. Bay Linex in Glen Burnie, located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins, 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. These Linex dealers can install tough truck gear accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. And ask about the Linex fleet services. Do what I did and have Linex install your spray-on truck bedliner and truck gear today. Linex.
I love the Army. You just have this brotherhood that you can't find anywhere else. Since coming home from war, I've tried so many different things. I just remember thinking, like, it's over.
After being forced to medically retire, Angie battled addiction to prescription medications, eventually losing her house and marriage. Then she found Wounded Warrior Project.
And so I went online, I signed up, and I knew that Wounded Warrior Project was definitely my new community. One of the staff members, she put me in for peer mentor training. It was like for the first time someone recognized something good about me and thought that I had something to give back to someone else. I'm doing okay otherwise.
I've kind of picked up woodworking with my grandfather.
Oh, yeah.
So
3D stuff.
All those activities gave me a new way to live without drugs, a new way to live without feeling like I'm broken. You can live a meaningful life after traumatic experiences.
You wouldn't go into battle alone. You don't have to fight this alone. Visit woundedwarriorproject.org/not alone.
Hello there, this is Nat King Cole, wishing you all a happy and a Merry Christmas.
The joy of living is in the giving. So let's give lots of toys for tots. Toys, toys, toys for tots. Some have too many, some haven't any. If those who have, give those who haven't. Oh, what a Christmas day. The Marine Reserve will help you, will help you fill your sleigh with lots and lots of toys for tots. So give a little toy today.
Since 1947, the United States Marine Corps has been helping Santa fill his sleigh, making happier holidays for deserving children right in your community. Go to toysfortots.org and learn how you can make a difference.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are a few of the things many of us take for granted. Yet for many United States military veterans, finding and affording oral health care is a challenge. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. Will you volunteer to help people?